On a farm just north of the Iowa border, three guys huddle around the back of a black pickup truck. They're programming a drone for a test flight. The drone belongs to 43-year-old Todd Golly. His family's farmed this land in Winnebago for more than 100 years.
We do corn and soybeans, about 6,000 acres.
The drone beeps as Golly uses a laptop to select the drone's path, altitude, and landing point. After just a few seconds, it's ready to go. Golly walks to the end of the driveway. He holds the drone at waist level with both hands.
I'm going to shake it three times. It's going to wake it up. It's going to come up to RPM. Then when it does, this light will turn green, and then I'll launch it into the wind. And as soon as it leaves my hand, it's going to do everything else by itself.
From the ground, the foot-long, fixed-wing aircraft looks like a bird of prey. It makes a slow circle to determine wind speed and direction, then suddenly it zooms away in a straight line. And with that, the show's over.
It'll just keep snapping pictures, collecting the data.
The data the drone's collecting is stuff the human eye can't detect. That's because it uses special cameras with different spectrums of light. Golly says the images it takes reveal what's really happening below the surface of his plants.
We never realized how many problems we actually had. And we look out in the fields and they're all green. They look nice. Now we're realizing, yeah, there's a lot of insects out there. There's a lot of disease out there that we didn't necessarily know we had.
And knowing about problems early is critical. Farming is expensive. Profit margins are slim. So Golly's always looking for ways to be more efficient. Once the drone is in the air, the rest is a little anticlimactic. Golly's drone is so light, its landing is virtually silent.
And since it weighs a pound and a half, if it hits the crop, it doesn't hurt itself or anybody else.
In a nearby garage, Golly says he experienced the potential of drones for farming about 3 years ago.
Well, actually, it was this field right around us. It's a 300-acre field, and I found a whole bunch of spots in the middle. There were squares, and I had no idea what they were, and they ended up being where my fertilizer company missed applying all the fertilizer and nitrogen. I never would have seen those without that, and that was on my very first flight.
It was too late to save those plants, but he was able to use the photos the drone took that day to get thousands of dollars back in refunds. And that kind of savings is exactly what Mankato software engineer Jerry Johnson wants to see more of. He grew up on a farm in western Minnesota. Now, Johnson's software company Aglytics takes drone images and turns them into what he calls prescriptions.
Plants are just like healthcare. So early detection is important, just like early detection for diseases in humans. And that's the promise here.
It's not clear exactly how many drones are currently in operation across the country, but with 23 million acres of farmland in Minnesota, some experts say drones have the potential to boost the state's economy over the long term. Back in Winnebago, Todd Golly says the data from drones and software like Johnson's are revolutionizing the business of farming. It's already more high-tech than many people realize. Things look vastly different than they did when Golly's dad was growing up.
He's went from when he was a child using horses on the farm to 10 years ago having tractors that drive themselves to now UAVs that fly over the field by themselves.
Golly loves the strategic data drones provide, but he knows the news isn't all good. More technology means fewer jobs in rural areas that traditionally rely on farming.
Our size operation would have taken probably 100 people to do, you know, when he was young.
As more farmers across the state incorporate drones into their operations, he says the communal culture of small-town farming that helped build Minnesota over the last century and a half is likely to change for good. For KFAI, I'm Jess Mador. Funding for 10,000 Fresh Voices on KFAI is made possible by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.